And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institute. We begin in Britain, where a new inquiry has documented one of the worst child abuse scandals in modern Western history. The 2026 Rape Gang Inquiry, led by survivor Sammy Woodhouse, estimates at least 250,000 British girls were raped, trafficked, and abused over decades, and some fear the true number nears a million. 95% of the perpetrators, the report says, were Muslim men, mostly of Pakistani heritage. And the kicker in all of this? The police knew and stayed silent for the fear of being called racist. Well, if that's the case, that's not tolerance. That's cowardice. Here at home, the Trump administration and four states are suing the nation's most powerful gender transition lobby. The Federal Trade Commission, with Texas, Iowa, Nebraska, and Alaska, says World Professional Association for Transgender Health, the group doctors cite to justify transitioning children, misled parents about the risks by bearing serious side effects and selling the procedures as suicide prevention to frighten parents into consenting and labeling nearly everything as medically necessary so insurers would pay. It's junk science, and it's finally on trial. Speaking of protecting the vulnerable, Texas prosecutors have filed what's believed to be the first case under the state's law against performing an abortion. A Montgomery County man is accused of secretly slipping abortion drugs to a pregnant woman who told him she wanted her baby. She'd already even named her daughter, and as the district attorney put it, a person's a person, no matter how small. Choice was never even the point for the man who took hers away. And that points to a deeper problem. A new analysis finds American fatherhood is quietly vanishing. Today's dads are more involved than ever, but the trouble is there are fewer of them. Fatherhood has become a luxury good concentrated among men with money and stability and the conviction that family is worth building. The childless ranks keep climbing, especially among the secular. And the men who most likely skipped fatherhood were the ones that were told it didn't even matter. Now to a group that built a fortune branding others as bigots. A federal indictment alleges the Southern Poverty Law Center, the self-styled anti-hate watchdog, funneled more than $1 million to a man embedded in a neo-Nazi organization. A newer indictment adds a detail you couldn't even invent. The center's own intelligence director was reportedly romantically involved with that very informant. So the outfit that made millions warning about Nazis was allegedly funding one and dating him. That's a tough reputation to try to rebuild. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.